So I'm Jennifer Dean from the County Cider Company. And today here at the Toronto Cider Festival, we have four of our ciders on tap. Our Wapoos Draft Cider, our Dry Coffee Cider, a Blood Orange Cider, and Blackberry Sage Cider.
So how has everything been going overall today?
Really well. We're getting a lot of really good feedback. Everybody's loving the ciders. They're loving the new venue here down at the Sherbourne Common. It's you know, a great, beautiful day, great weather. So it's been a really, really good day for us.
And you're doing a little specialty thing here on the side. What's that?
Yeah, so people are filling out ballots because there's a draw for a chance to win a weekend for two in Prince Edward County with an overnight stay at Cribs on the Creek, dinner at the Acoustic Grill and a music show, lunch at the County Cider Company, and all kinds of wine tastings as well as cider tastings in the county.
Can you tell me a little bit about your flagship cider and where it and others are available?
So our flagship cider really is our Wapoos Draft Cider. It's the one that we sell the most of at bars and restaurants in Toronto and all across Ontario, actually. But it's also available in four packs through the LCBO and now the grocery, licensed grocery stores that are carrying it. Another one of our most popular ciders is our Peach Cider, and that's now being made available through the grocery stores as well.
We talked last year, and we actually had a tour through the cidery, so go to the website to check that one out. What's changed over the last year? I know there's still some major challenges you're trying to move forward with.
Always major challenges. The popularity of cider right now is incredible, and we just can't produce cider fast enough. Now that we're also selling through the grocery store system as well as the LCBO, licensees, our own retail store, we're having trouble keeping up with production, which is a nice problem to have.
Pretty common, it seems like that, for today's story. Yes. Can you tell me a fun little story that would make me smile?
Well, despite losing the founder of the company, my husband Grant Howes passed away 7 months ago. We have with us here today at the event the 1953 Metro van that he was having restored to be an event vehicle with our Wapoos and County logo branding on it. So we're really excited to have it down here tonight. People are loving looking at the van. It meant so much to him to do this restoration project, but he never got to see it finished. So it's sort of bittersweet, but it's a beautiful van, and people are loving taking their pictures with it today and everything. So it's been nice having it here.
It's absolutely gorgeous, and we'll have some photos on our website for you to see it. And the inside, fully restored, inside, outside, beautiful. What do you have coming up in the next little while?
Well, trying to keep up with the production of cider is one thing. I mean, first and foremost, that's our priority. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us to try and figure out where we're going from here, what we're going to do next year that's going to be different. We're just concentrating on doing different flavors, one-offs right now. So we're planning a lavender lemonade cider. We're doing a few other new things. So yeah, might be some basil mint cider. I don't know.
Looking forward to see it, and best of luck for the rest of the night tonight.
Thanks very much for coming out to see us today.